Atlanta's best mix of R&B is Magic 107.5, 97.5 with Carole Blackmon. It is mind, body, soul time, and we have so many great speakers and information we're going to share with you. And one of those speakers, my friend, my sis, Patrice Washington, is a financial expert. She's an author, and you got to give us the backstory on this. She took, now, her first business in her 700-square-foot condo, turned it into a seven-figure real estate empire by the time she was 25 years old. And what? She's only 27 right now. Give it up for Patrice Washington. Oh, and you can also hear her on Steve Harvey's Saturday Show. We're a wild bunch here, just in case you didn't know. Hey, Patrice.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? This has been a long time coming, huh?
I know. I'm so excited to be here. Finally. Yeah.
Finally
with
here.
With my sis.
Well, yes. So look, tell us that backstory. That is an amazing story.
Well, so I got into the real estate game when I was 19 years old, sophomore in college.
Wow.
Became a real estate and mortgage broker at 21.
Ooh.
Graduated from college and did not get a job, did not go back to school, started my business in the dining room of my 700-square-foot condo in Inglewood, California.
All right now.
And, in just a few years, my partner, who is now my husband, and I turned it into a seven-figure business, real estate, mortgage, investments, escrow, and owned a lot of property, and
the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Was it scary, kind of stepping out on faith though? Even after you had
really stepping out on faith. It was all I knew. I was so into entrepreneurship.
Okay.
You know, people say, you know, how did you decide you wanted to become an entrepreneur? I'm like, I don't think I decided. I think it found me. Like second grade, I was the elementary school candy lady.
Okay, that was you.
Like, yeah, that was me. They were like, the ice cream trucks had to move down the street and not block the school. And I was like, oh, so someone needs to sell candy over here.
Yeah.
I told my mom, take me to Smart and Final, start buying candy, selling it at school. I was like second, third grade.
Wow.
And I'm always into something. So.
Okay. That's good.
That was it. So it wasn't stepping out on faith. That was just who I was.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because I'm thinking even after the education, and I know once a lot of students graduate and you try to find that first gig or you look, you know what I mean? It's like, do you, I don't want to say settle, but do you do something that's out of your field so you can pay the bills while you do something that you're passionate about? But you found
it
all the same.
Just like everyone else, though, when the recession hit, I lost big. You know, you play hard, you know,
you
with great
hard.
Reward
yeah.
comes great risk. So I did lose big during that whole time. So in this phase of my life, you know, starting this business, which is now I'm a CEO of Seek Wisdom, Find Wealth, and that's a personal finance training and development institute. So I've been doing that for 4 years now.
Wow.
During that time, though, getting that together, I went back to what I knew, too. I was in radio.
So you're like,
I went back to radio, and while I was just flushing out, what am I really supposed to be doing right now? I did that to pay the bills.
Good.
And I just slowly, but my thing is, just because you can't do what you love in that moment, you know, for money, you still have to do it as a hobby. You have to volunteer. You have to give it away just so you can keep the momentum going.
Mm.
And in a year, I did the radio gig for a year, and then I was like, all right, deuces, I'm not a good employee. So I'm back out.
I'm a better owner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so.
Well, that's really good then. So that's what you tell folks as well, to kind of stay in that space, donate your time, just stay relevant, still.
Build your credibility.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we want to do things in secret, in the dark, and then all of a sudden we want to launch and like, hey, I'm here. I have a book. I have this. I have that. And people are like, who are you? Where have you been?
Ooh.
I've never seen, you know, and then your last job was something totally unrelated. So now I'm confused. But if you are able to build a base by saying, I've been volunteering at all these organizations, I've been helping people in my church, I've been, you know, just out there doing it, I've been blogging, I've been just giving it away, then people see that, you know, you got to build a base.
Girl, that's so smart, because many times we will kind of take it to the corner somewhere and hide out. And then I think with that is, for some people, it's an embarrassment. Like, okay, I'm not doing what you think I should be doing. So while I'm working on this, I'm going to work on it with my back turned. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, then you launch and everybody's like, really?
Really? How long you been doing that? Really?
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? That's just fear creeps in. Either fear of success or fear of failure.
Yeah.
And we're so easily embarrassed, you know? But at the same time, you got to get out of your own way. So I have a saying. I always say, do as scared. I don't have it all together, but I'm going to do a scared. I'm going to put it out there. And I believe you have to give God something to bless.
Okay. I didn't know we were going to have church today, Patrice. I love
every
that.
Every day is church day.
I know. I love it. A reason to say amen, right? And thank you all at the same time. Okay. So a few of your books. Your first one, Real Money Answers. And it's really like a series.
It's a series. Yeah. Absolutely.
So Real Money Answers, College Life and Beyond, the ultimate guide to creating a wealthy mindset, skill set, and overall personal finance success in your 20s. Now, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Because you did it in your 20s.
After coming out of college with $18,000 in credit card debt. People don't always tell the full story. I'm very comfortable with being transparent. I don't have a problem at all because I mean that's a part of my story. Yeah. It's my journey,
and that's how you bless other folks too.
Absolutely,
with
keeping it real.
Yeah,
you know, I don't like to be one of those people who are up on the mountaintop talking about you need to do this
right
to come up here. You know, it's like no, I'm gonna come down and get you because I've been there.
Yeah,
we're gonna walk it out together, right. One step at a time.
That's right. So I'm right now. I have a son in college.
I know. Ooh. And he's so cute.
Thank you. Oh my God. But you know what? I've listened to different folks speak about that college debt and whether as parents we need to ride that out with our kids or do we need to focus on our retirement. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that? Because we're kind of right in between. We're right in the middle, like a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
I really think you need to focus on your retirement. Absolutely. You need to focus on what it looks like for you in the next 10 years. Because at the end of the day, if we haven't properly saved for college by now, and our kids are like 12th grade or freshman, right, sophomore, they can get a loan. And I know that's not what you want them to do. And that's, we don't want to go out and get student loans.
Right.
But you have to leverage this whole education thing. So they can go out and get a loan or they can work for their scholarships. They can apply for grants. None of those apply to you. You can't take out a loan for retirement. You can't get a scholarship for retirement. You can't apply for a grant. What are your options to do it yourself and save and get it together? And really, if you haven't been preparing all along, then now you have to accelerate that thing. Now
you're really
doing double time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, if we have younger kids, get their start building their scholarship brand early.
So when should you start? I mean, is it ever too early to start building?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Like here in Georgia, you can do a 529 savings plan.
Okay.
Right? So you can start contributing, even if it's $25 a month. It could be $5 a month. Whatever you have, you can start contributing. Because the best thing you have when they're young is time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is on your side, right?
Right.
But even as they get older, elementary school children can qualify for scholarships.
So
if your kids are really good at something, that's what I mean by building a scholarship
brand.
You know, if our kids are really good at something and we know that, okay, my child loves dance, she loves the arts, keep putting her, get her involved in all of that and build up a track record like we were talking about before. And then when something comes up that is open to elementary school students, she's already qualified. She's qualified. Because at 9, if you can say, I've been doing this for 6 years, you in the game.
That's right.
You're a professional.
You are. You put your hours toward professionalism.
Wow,
that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I really like that. So start now with
wherever
little ones.
You are.
Wherever you are, start on their college fund now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. Your latest book, Real Money Answers for Every Woman. This is it right now. How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. Now, this is not one of those where it's pitting one against the other. It's just saying wherever you are in your life, you need to save and look out for your financial future.
Ladies, okay. We don't have a choice. Like at the end of the day, we don't have a choice. You know, even now, we only earn up to 80% of what a man earns, up to 80 cents for every dollar that a man earns, right? So mm-hmm. we earn less. Mm-hmm. We spend more time out of the workforce because we stop to have children, raise children, take care of aging parents. We're the ones that come out the workforce,
yes,
right?
Absolutely right.
We live longer than men. On average, it could be up to 19 years.
Wow.
And the average widow is 55 years old. Is 55 years old. So more men, and I don't know what that's about.
Oh.
There's a lot of things that can be said for that. We're killing them off or something.
Right,
I don't know.
What are we doing right? But what are we doing to them?
We're outliving men. So there are a lot of reasons why we have to have our money in order. And that's, you know, voluntarily or involuntarily. Whether you want to do it or not, there's going to come a time as a woman when you have to manage your own money. Mm-hmm. And you might as well do it well.
Okay.
So
with or without. Okay.
With or without a man.
And in a second, we're going to talk about should we have our own little stash of cash and they don't know anything about it. And also just how we communicate about money.
Yes.
And how we can help the other and how even think about money. Mm-hmm. Do men or women, do we think about it differently? And why is that? Okay, so stay with me. Atlanta's best mix of R&B, Magic 107.5, 97.5 with Carol Blackman. Back now with Patrice Washington. Okay, so Patrice, we were talking about the money conversation between men and women. So, okay, as long as when you come to the table, you lay all of that out. You know, I have a credit union, I have 401k, I have this, whatever, whatever. And if there's child support, and then
come
you
come to the table like we're about to get married or this is real serious, not like this is our second date.
Different conversation.
Sometimes we just jump in a little too quick with that. I think you should have conversations about money up front, but I don't think you need to divulge everything to this dude you've been dating a month.
Right.
That's a bit deep.
Yeah. So when do you have the money conversation with maybe a potential situation?
I think you start having a conversation. I mean, in terms of like, well, what do you feel about money? You know, like, how would you describe your money personality?
Okay.
How did you grow up? Because most times how they grew up is a big indication of what they're doing now. Either they're just like it or they're polar opposite.
Mm.
But either way, if there's no balance, it might be some problems, especially if you have a totally different take on it. So you can talk about things like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, 2 months in, it doesn't need to be like, so what's in your 401k?
Right.
Oh, you don't contribute?
Right.
Oh, you don't take advantage of the match?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, we don't have to. Come on.
We don't have to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So I like that. Baby steps with that
Baby
one.
Baby steps.
Yeah. So how would you recommend couples then to handle the money conversation? So you are in an established whatever, and maybe he's really bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're good at it or vice versa. How do you come to that happy median where maybe she needs to take over?
Absolutely.
Or he may. How
Absolutely.
Do you do that?
Well, you know, it's always a conversation. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of times we wait until somebody has blown it or like there's been a disaster that has happened. And then we want to talk about it. Like, oh, now the account is empty and now we want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
That's not the time. You know, you need to do it beforehand. And it needs to just be a civil conversation. No judging. No putting the other person down, because at the end of the day, this person, you know, they are bringing their experiences and what they've learned, what they've been taught to the table. And even if you don't feel like that's right, that's who they are.
Yeah.
So the best thing that we can do is talk about what's your style. Here's my style. And let's create our style. It doesn't have to be, you know, one person or the other. And that's why I wrote the book, too, is because a lot of women who have had challenges before feel that when they get in a relationship, I'm going to just give it to him.
Ooh.
But you don't know that he's managing
right.
well. And if you're not involved in some way, if you don't know the buzzwords, the questions to ask, you don't have access, then should the relationship end in divorce or even death, then you're stuck. You're like, wait, I thought we had insurance. And then you don't know until he's gone.
Ooh. Okay. Sounds good. This is the year of action. That's what I keep calling it for myself. So
look,
we're going to also talk to you a few more times after Mind, Body, Soul.
Yes.
I'm so excited about that.
I am too.
And then I think real soon you'll be able to catch, well, she's all over the place anyway. You're blogging.
I blog at realmoneyanswers.com. I blog for Black Enterprise. I blog for Huffington Post. I have content pretty much all over the place.
Yeah. And I think real soon you'll be part of the Magic family. Hey. So we won't say too much now, but but I'll keep you posted on that. And so you'll be able to join Patrice all the time with me. So Mind, Body, Soul this Saturday. I'm not sure what time you hit the stage, but I'll be sure to tell everybody and remind them. And yeah.
And come, follow me on Twitter. Yeah. I'll tweet it. Seek Wisdom PCW.
Okay.
Seek Wisdom PCW. I'll be tweeting.
All right. Love it. Thank you, Patrice.
Thank you, Carol.
See you Saturday.